You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Visit bpn.fm to discover more.
Welcome back to Real Talk with me, Mason Bray. I am so excited to finally be back creating and sharing this show after 9 months off. And I've gotten a lot of questions from people. Mason, where have you been for 9 months that you can't release a podcast episode? And the short answer is burnout. And like, real talk for you, starting off great, burnout is so real. And being 16, I didn't think that it could happen to me so early. But with everything going on in my life, it was very real. And it like just felt like I couldn't do anything else. And I was so behind. And I kept telling myself, this is when I'm going to start releasing episodes. But now I finally got a grasp on where I want to be, where I am, and how the future is going to go. And I'm so excited to finally be back and be able to share this with you. And during that time, yes, I still went to shows and supported this art as much as possible, but I'm so excited to finally be back and creating my own podcast. But in that time, my show fell off. And it was very, very sad for me. I still went to all the Broadway Podcast Network monthly meetings, and I kept telling myself different dates that I would start back. But I am finally back, and I'm so excited to be here. For me, this show started out as just connecting to people in the industry and making a network for myself of all of these wonderful artists who I have over 50 now that have talked to me and been so generous to me, and I love every single one of them. And I'm so excited to continue talking to people, but this is also my idea of exploration in where I want to go with my life. So there might be more questions targeted towards like college and what I want to do in the future relating to myself, but I hope that it still gives a source for my audience to engage and want to be part of this industry, because there's a place for all of us, whether it be on stage, backstage, in the marketing departments, or producers, directors, choreographers, all that kind of stuff. There's a place for all of us if we put in the work, if we put in the hours, and take what's ours, the song on TikTok. And in September, when I went to New York, my love for this art form was rekindled. I spent the summer last year at the Muni watching several of their shows, and I loved it so much. I met so many wonderful people. I got to meet Sammy Cannold in person, who introduced me to the creative director of the Muni, which was so insane. And then in September, I got to do my first in-person interview with Sean McManus, who will be released soon. Coming up in the next few weeks, since we are back to releasing episodes every Monday. And I saw Stephanie J. Block in Into the Woods, Derek Klena in Moulin Rouge. I saw Beetlejuice through the press company. And that was my second Broadway show ever seen in New York City. And that was so magical. And this art form brings so much to people and gives so many stories to be told. And I think it's really wonderful that we have that opportunity to change people's life. And it's changed my life for the past 10 years of me doing shows, designing shows, doing this. It's really beautiful. And I hope that I can continue to bring that creativity, bring that artistry to the table with my show while figuring out what I want to do with my life. So this is a reintroduction of what I am doing, why I'm here, my new purpose. And I hope that you will join me along this journey of welcoming back Real Talk with Mason Bray.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah, not there.
No.
No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.